endorphins make you happy.
Morning. I could be
the one. New FM. The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
Oh, yeah, we are. Yeah, hello, guys. How are you?
Hey,
hello.
Good.
Good
excellent.
To be here.
Oh, my God. Raining today. So miserable. I had no idea we were expecting rain today.
Yeah, weekend into next week.
Bummer.
I know, in winter, who wants it, right?
Okay, surfer girl.
Well, I can't hear anything. My headphones are broken.
Oh,
well, that's always good, isn't it? Hey, guys, Lads versus Lasses is up next on the show. On offer today, we have a double to Event Cinemas Katara up
nice
for grabs
one.
For the winner. We need one guy, one girl on 13 10 09. The leaderboard check. Lads are on 45 and the Lasses are on 49.
Okie doke.
Gold stars. It is a Feel Good Friday. Let's throw it back right now to the year 2010. I love this song. Remember him? Teo Cruz. Dynamite. And New FM, good morning.
New FM and the Novos.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus Lasses.
All right, come on, guys. Currently 4 points behind. We really need a guy to call up 13 10 09 and not let the team down, because if we get any further behind, it's a full week to catch up.
Yeah, absolutely. A double pass to the movies, Event Cinemas Katara, up for grabs for the winner today.
Well, I'm really happy with the girls in 49, and we've got a call.
Let's take it now. New FM, good morning.
Hey, guys, we're up Lads and Lasses.
Yeah, hey, what's your name? Hey, what's your name?
Lee,
how are you, man? Where are you from?
Good. Adelaide.
Oh, nice one, man. All right, let's do this. Let's crack on to the questions. Crevo, please.
Absolutely.
Number one
All
for
right.
Lee.
Question number one for you. What is fake tan generally applied with? Looking for a tool.
Like a spray gun thing.
A spray gun?
You know what? We will accept that, because a lot of people do get
spray tan.
Good job. One on the board.
All right. Question number two for you. Ada Nicodemu plays which character on Home and Away?
Leah.
Oh, good job.
Well done, man. Two out
Did
of
you know
three.
That one, Crevo?
Absolutely not.
You know, she's still on it and looks exactly the same, Leah. I watched it last night.
Really?
Yeah, she looks good.
Looking good, hey? All right. Question number three now. Opium White Diamonds and Flower Bomb are all what? And this is multiple choice. Is it A, precious stone, B, perfumes, or C, luxury toilet paper?
Oh, I don't know. No idea. B?
Perfumes is correct.
Oh, look at that.
Good job, man.
3 out of 3.
That's amazing.
Jeez, the lads are going well this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Hold the line there, man. Let's go to our last right now, Jade.
Alrighty, good morning.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? What's your name?
Good, I'm Ali.
Hey, Ali, thanks so much for calling this morning. So our lad just got 3 out of 3. So you need to get 3 out of 3 so we can go to a coin toss, okay?
Okay.
No pressure. All right. So your first question is, what is the brand Can-Am known for making? off-road buggies and ATVs. The lads have won this morning.
Well done.
Thank you, Lee, for your impeccable knowledge this morning on the female form. Thank you, sir.
You did extremely well.
Good job,
awesome.
Man. Off to the movies. Crevo.
Up next, guys, we've got a bit of a dumb criminal story. Now, this one is quite interesting, because normally with counterfeiting, you're making excellent replicas. That's the goal, right?
Yeah.
So that maybe people accept them and you make a whole bunch of criminal cash.
Yeah.
That's what these counterfeiters are after. This next lot of counterfeiters, though, got in quite a bit of trouble when they decided to make not $100 bills, but $200 bills. An amount that doesn't exist. We'll get into it up next and how they got caught
okay,
in just a minute.
10 past 6 at New FM. Good morning.
Because you didn't mean what you wrote in that song about me. Because you said forever, now I drive alone past your street.
You said forever, now I drive alone.
Oh, it's miserable out there today. It is Friday, though, so that's a plus,
yay!
Right? 6:22, tops
absolutely.
Of 15 on the coast. Showers about today, Creever, and we've got a dumb criminal story right now.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Now, when you're dealing with counterfeit cash, I'm assuming one of the main things you
I'm glad you put that in there. I'm assuming.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I've never dealt with it. But I'm assuming that one of the main things you don't want is for that money to get into the hands of law enforcement.
Oh, 100% right? No.
Because they're the ones who are going to be able to spot it and they're going to apprehend you. That's like you would think, if you knew anything, you would think that that's like counterfeiting 101, right? But this one guy who was in a bit of trouble with the cops already and had been taken off to jail and had to post bail,
yeah,
decided because the bail was $200, why use the regular money? Why not use some counterfeit money that he'd printed up just for this exact situation?
No.
So off he went to the cop shop. Yeah, I'm ready to get out, guys. I've got my $200. Here it is. They look at it a bit more closely. Those are counterfeit bills. You go straight back to jail for an additional term.
Oh, he really tried to use Monopoly money, bless his heart.
Essentially, that was it.
So dumb, though, because you said $200 bills,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Which don't exist.
He's making himself dumber and dumber is, I guess, the best way
that's
you can
right.
describe it.
It goes from the $100 note to $500, though. You can get $500 bills.
In America, you can.
Yeah.
But, I mean, how ridiculous. Straight back to jail. And it's worse because if you commit another crime while on bail, that makes the whole situation a whole lot worse. The whole point of being on bail is you're on your best behavior, right, out in society.
Somebody set him up, honestly. Like, $200 bills.
I mean, he set himself up.
Do you know what? Imagine... I wonder if there were any shop owners. Say he got out, right, and then
he
got the bills.
No one else is believing that.
I wonder if anyone would have actually taken the $200 bill.
Only him in his own mind.
Did he design the note himself?
Obviously not. He's printed it off the internet, I reckon.
Well, they look very similar on most of the American
bills.
Yeah,
they do.
And the colours,
the
same.
Thing, that's the only thing that I guess you could say was going for him.
You know what? I'd be fuming. All that effort, and it just got me back in the slammer. You know what I mean? Like,
not even a, I don't know, not even a great effort, really.
Just exhausting.
For $200 as well. Like, it's such a small amount. Go borrow that off someone.
I want
to
work
in...
To get back out on bail. Actually, if I was a policeman, I'd want to work in that department of counterfeit.
Why?
Because I like the idea...
Oh, that looks nice. That looks acceptable.
I like the idea of the little... Is it like microscopes, like magnifying glasses?
The way you're putting it up to your eye, I think what you're talking about is a jeweller's loop.
Yes, I want a jeweller's loop.
I don't think they use those to identify counterfeit notes,
Jade. Oh,
I reckon
they would.
I think that's maybe only for jewels.
No, because they've got to look at the real fine ink. Because they've got to actually, like, work out the ink on
You've
the
been
bills.
Watching a lot of, like, NCIS or something.
Look, I've watched Catch Me As You Can a few times, okay? But still, it looks fun.
You know they have scanners these days.
Yeah, or
not
a
as cool,
pen.
Though.
You know, you just write across it with a pen. Oh, it's purple. That's counterfeit. Simple as that. Jade's imagining, like, back in the, like, 1800s where
yeah,
they examined
that,
everything
that's
with...
That's the fun bit. That's the fun
Living
bit.
Living in the past.
You know what? Machines get things wrong. Just saying.
Get the loop out.
This is a job for the jeweler's loop.
Ooh, I want
I'm Monopoly Man.
Guys, new sign with Maddie up next. For your Feel Good Friday at New FM 626. Good morning.
This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's hot.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
On 13:10:09, guys, we want to know if it's right or wrong to hook up with a friend's ex. Because this happened recently with one of my friends, Nicole. So she broke up with her boyfriend.
Yeah.
And Jessica, our other mutual friend.
So you went to school with these two?
Yeah, cool. Yeah, I went to school with...
Kiwanis
actually,
State
no,
High
no,
School?
No, actually both in primary school. So St. Peter's Primary at Caboolture. So Jessica went to a different high school in on the Sunshine Coast, actually, and Nicole and I went to St. Columbans together.
So this happened. So what's happened with these two friends?
So anyway, so they're still hanging out up there, yeah. Right? And I was catching up with Nicole on the phone the other day. So Nikki said to me, she's like, oh, you're not going to believe this. Like, I broke up with my ex. I was like, good, he was a low life anyway. I didn't particularly like him.
A low life.
And
I've
she's
heard
like,
that in a while.
She's like, oh, good, I dodged a bullet, but Jessica's sleeping with him. And I was just like, no, get out. So one of our friends is now sleeping with him, and I just couldn't believe it.
Is like, how long have they broken up for?
I think it's been about 3 months. So,
Nikki... No, you can't do the dirty on your friends.
The relationship's over. Like, you don't own someone for the rest of their life just because you're in a relationship with them.
It's a bit of a scandal. I think Trav should just, like, leave us all alone and just bugger off.
That's your... I disagree. I think if you've broken up with someone, that's the end. That you don't own all your friends then as well. How ridiculous.
Now, I think there's a code when you have friends that is in place at all times. You can't get with the ex, your friend's ex. That is such a dumb move. And it's so disrespectful to the friendship.
Yeah, but Jess doesn't think that, like, we don't know, but we do. But,
like, if they're in love, I guess maybe that's okay. But if they're just having sex, then, you know, maybe not.
Yeah. I just think it's fine. If they've broken up, that's the end. Your friends...
Shame!
No,
shame.
Oh, you found the shame bell. Oh.
I did.
13:10:09 this morning. Right or wrong, is it okay to hook up with a friend's ex?
It's
maybe
fine.
You've done it. Maybe you've been
it's
on the
fine.
Receiving end. It's not fine. We'll do it after Jimmy Barnes. Higher and Higher, a new FM for your Feel Good Friday. It's 6:36. Good morning. Yeah, it's a wet morning in Maitland this morning. 8 degrees right now, heading for a top of 13 and 13:10:09. We are asking you, right or wrong, is it okay to hook up with a friend's ex guy?
Shade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, because it's all going down in my friend circle up north because Nikki broke up with her ex, Trav, and now Jess, our mutual friend, has started sleeping with him. And Jess doesn't know that we know yet because, like, Trav mentioned it to Nikki and was like, anyway, it's caused a bit of a thing. It's a bit of a drama.
Nikki is a Nicki Minaj. Are you friends with her?
No, Nicole is Nicole Deegan.
Nikki half cat.
So, yeah, it's all going on.
Do you know what? I think it's actually one of the worst things you can do, getting with an ex.
How ridiculous.
Nah, it really is. Shows zero respect for the friendship. If it happened to me, I'd have to cut my friend off. I'd be so hurt. I'd be more hurt with the friend than the ex.
Yeah.
You dump them for a reason.
If they're
an asshole, get rid of them. But you expect the friends to stay strong the whole time,
yeah,
you know?
Well said. I'm with Maddie.
You don't own someone's future relationships. How
absurd. They're just having sex, very different to, like, long-term relationship.
Either way,
two very
fine.
Different things. If they're just banging, then, you know what? Whatever. Like, no good.
You say it's fine, but it's not fine.
Oh, well, that's just you saying the opposite.
No.
All right, let's go to the phones. Hey, Simon, how you doing?
Yeah, not bad, thanks. Bit early in the morning, but... Yeah.
Hey, it is a bit early in the morning, but what are your thoughts on this? Is it okay to hook up with a friend's ex?
Oh, it's a hard one. Like, if you break up, you break up. Just move on. But friends are friends. If you're best friends with someone, you support them through the good and hard times. But if they want to go down the same track, well, screw them.
Hey, Simon.
He's saying it's okay, but you won't be friends with them.
Has it happened to you, Simon?
Oh, jeez, I can't even think now.
All right. You mustn't care too much.
I've been used. Yeah,
you've been used.
Aww,
oh,
man.
Sorry,
Simon.
Oh, you sound like a sweetheart.
Oh,
why would they cheat on you, Simon?
Well, actually, I did have a. I was actually married once.
Yeah,
and I didn't know she was sleeping with three different guys behind my back.
No, three different guys.
At different times, and she brought them back to our house where we were living.
Oh, Simon. Mate, did you know the guys was...
I'm so sorry.
...sleeping with?
No, I didn't. Well, one of them was her ex-boyfriend...
Yeah, right.
...before, that's been in jail.
That just adds to it.
Oh, Simon.
An extra layer of complex.
So, you obviously, you divorced her straight off the bat.
Yeah, well, haven't been together for over 10 years, but I'm still getting harassed by her.
Oh, man, have you found another woman?
I have. I've found someone. We've been together for 5 years and we got a little son.
Oh,
good. He's nearly 2 years old.
Congratulations.
Good on you, man. You've really turned that story around.
Good job. Thanks, Simon. Bernadette, hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Is it okay to hook up with a friend's ex? What are your thoughts?
I guess so. I'm on that side of the thing.
Which side?
My friend was with a guy and I was engaged, getting married.
Yeah.
And after we got married, like, we were friends, all of us.
Yeah.
And after I got married, he'd been with my friend for about a year.
Yeah.
We were married, and then I got married, like, within that year. And just after I got married, he said, my friend's boyfriend said, I have feelings for you. Like, we'd never done anything. We were, we were pretty close as friends anyway.
Yeah.
And I just said, like, I have to give it, like, my marriage a go because it was not good anyway.
Yeah.
Not that's anything. But, so we didn't talk, didn't anything. And the friendship between me and my friend, although we hadn't done anything, had broken down.
I bet, yeah.
And... because he said to her, like, I had feelings for me.
Yeah.
And we didn't talk, he moved away, and then obviously I gave it all for my marriage, and that still didn't, like, it still was breaking down.
Yeah.
In the time, after 12 months, I just said, that's enough, like.
You just broke up with your man.
Yeah.
And you went with this, and went with the friend.
And... we've been married for 6 years.
Oh, wow, that's so great. So
you can work out, guys.
Were you close?
I'm happily married, so...
Were you close?
I guess we're just on the same...
Have you spoken to your friend again since?
No. So after he had told her that he had feelings for me...
Yeah.
She kind of cut me off, but even though that was like we had never done anything, like...
At least he was honest.
Hey, Bernadette, did you approach your friend with this information? Or did he tell,
he told her.
Yeah.
Wow. What an interesting story.
Not your
story.
Fault.
He told me, and I said, I think you need to tell her. Like, you're breaking. Like, he had broken up. He had just started, like, in that process of breaking up. And I said, I think you need to give her the real reason. Like,
wow.
Had you found him?
She's not thinking.
There was obviously a spark, though. If you've ended up with this guy, even though you guys, you know, hadn't acted on anything, there was obviously like a chemistry or a spark there for you guys to now be married, right?
I think so. More chemistry, like we were so similar in every way, like possible, where
how good
was the same thing we had? We became like best friends, and he was 45.
Some people just aren't meant to be together, you know? Yeah. And then the universe corrects things. So maybe that's one of these situations.
Yeah. Well, their friend wasn't happy, though, still.
Thanks, Bernadette. Yeah, but that's reality, you know?
So you're flip sides now.
Yeah, but that's
welcome
different.
You're flipped.
Correct side of the fence,
her friend, she still was the other party of the friendship.
You know what, though? The friend cut it off with her. She'd done nothing. So she didn't act on anything. So, like, if the friend cut her off, well, obviously, you know, she would get hurt as well by that. So she's thought, screw it. I think that's okay. In that situation, it's okay. I'm not totally flipping.
It sounds like it.
Brought around by love. Yeah.
What's the goss up next? Producer Jackson is in Sydney at the moment. He's been caught up in this whole Sydney lockdown situation. So he's in ISO. But he's still working from there like a trooper. We're going to get him on the line next with today's goss.
Excellent.
Can't wait to chat to him. 6:46. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Cameron, you stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
What was the reason?
Coronavirus.
But
it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
The dream, right? Working from your bed. Good morning, Jackson.
Good morning. How are we?
Good. Oh, I miss you.
I miss you too. You say it's the dream, Maddie. I've got a Super King, so it's like 3.5 meters by 3.5 meters, and I get about 20 centimeters with the dog in the bed. It's not like the best. But I'm just doing lots of guys. I feel like I haven't done this with you guys for a year.
I know, it's been a minute. Well, let's do this. I mean, I just can't believe you're in bed. Like, that to me is amazing. But let's do it. Story one.
The dream. Let's start with the Counting Crows. Adam Duritz, like, no one knows who he is. Everyone knows the Counting Crows, but I don't think he's super important to know his real name. But Vice feels the need to do a documentary on him, and he's blown my mind because he's dropped a little hot potty name in there. And it's Jennifer Aniston, and it's all about, like, his relationship. I've got the grab there.
All right, let's hear it.
A bunch of my friends lied to me and told me she had a crush on me. And those same friends lied to her and told her I had a crush on her. I actually had no idea who she was. I'd been on the road during All of Friends. I had never seen it, I don't think. She was really nice, really funny, really pretty. Those are pretty good requirements for me. And also, she liked me. It didn't last very long, so probably because of that. But she's a very nice girl.
Wow.
Doesn't that sound like your grandparent who's starting to lose their mind a little bit telling you a story that's not 100% true?
Absolutely.
The music they've put behind it is just creepy. It's like, hold on a second.
Were you Jennifer Aniston's girlfriend or stalker?
Yeah, very weird.
And if you've seen this guy, right, he's like probably mid-50s wide guy. He's got dreadlocks that look like spiders live in them. I did like a deep dive because I was like, I'm not convinced on this, but there's like photos of them together and I'm like, that's a step down from Brad Pitt. But
what
I'm
is
like,
she doing? He is no good.
He looks like a sad Guy Fieri with a brown like mustache and beard.
So
or black.
When was this? When did this come out?
This documentary is set to come out in a month, but this relationship apparently happened at the height of Friends.
Oh, wow.
And I was just wondering, because he's like, I've never seen Friends.
Like, yeah, as if.
Trying to be cool, right?
You know, yeah. That might have been refreshing for her.
He looks like a guy that would be trying to sell you weed out of like an 85 Corolla in a back alleyway. Like, that's what he looks like.
Jeez, that's wildly specific.
Magazine. Sad stories today on What's the Gossip. I want to talk to you about the new Harry and Meghan Lifetime movie as well. I know you'll be excited about this, Jay.
I did see it yesterday, the trailer for it. But the people freak me out. They look like, what are those, that Madame Tussauds?
Tussauds Wax Museum.
They look like wax dolls.
Yeah, you're being very kind, though. They look like Madame Tussauds wax figures where the air conditioner's a bit broken.
Yes!
But, Maddie, you've got a bit of a taste of the trailer because it's very interesting to listen to.
All right.
I will do everything in my power to keep my wife and son safe.
I never thought this would be easy, but I wanted to make the Queen proud.
Let everyone understand it. The monarchy is at stake.
The monarchy will always survive.
I made the world's biggest mistake.
Oh, I love it. I've got goosebumps. I can't wait.
They've used the same music producer as that Counting Crows documentary. How dramatic can you be? They bought a couple of tickets to America.
They've gone down the road of, like, the mockumentary, so it's, like, a bit more of a serious The Office.
Oh, really?
It's the third installment. It comes out in about a month, and I cannot wait for it. But there's rumours that Harry and Meghan are, like, trying to shut this down because they're, like, no, because this is going to deal with how they left the palace and the Oprah interviews. We're going to see all of that.
Hey, remember there was, like, another Lifetime movie about Meghan and Harry and how they met? Is it the same actors?
Yeah, because this is the series, so this is the third installment.
They're stoked. They've got jobs for life.
I know, and The Crown. The Crown's not worried for Netflix. I mean, this is a very budget version of
the
that.
The monarchy is at stake. Oh, so dramatic.
Oh, that's awesome, Jackson.
Have a good one, man. Enjoy your bed with your dogs.
Yeah, back to bed. Set me your arm.
I love that. Thanks, man. News time up next at New FM. Good morning. 105.
105.3. New FM.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning. I could be
the one. New FM.
The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
Yeah, just in the news before, we did speak to Amanda Barras yesterday on the show. Now, Amanda is battling stage 4 cancer. She's been battling cancer since 2016, two young kids. And she popped a post up on Facebook, obviously the origins here in Newcastle, and she really wanted to sing the national anthem. She's a great singer. We spoke to her on the show yesterday, and after a lot of support from the public, Amanda is singing the national anthem at the State of Origin.
Yay! Good job, Amanda.
In front of her two young sons, which is going to be poetic, right?
Oh, unbelievable. I mean, to go through so much and then to have it, and it is like, in a way, a small thing happen to you that's so great, I think is just an incredible, incredible moment. That we're all gonna experience.
So we're chatting to her next.
We're gonna chat to her next. 36 years old. I was so happy when I heard this news last night. So we'll find out how she's feeling next after DJ Sammy. This is Heaven for your Feel Good Friday. Good morning. DJ Sammy, Heaven on 105.3 New FM. It's 7:09 with Jade, Maddie and Crevo, guys. And we're so excited to be chatting to the person singing the national anthem at State of Origin 3 right here in Newcastle. Amanda Barras, we had her on the show yesterday. She's a young mum. She's been battling cancer since 2016. She is going through oral chemo every day. Two young boys, beautiful family. This online push in the last 24 hours has been incredible. She wants to sing The Origin. It's happened. We can't believe it. Amanda, good morning. Hey, Amanda. How are you? Hello, Amanda.
Hello.
Hey. Hello. That's okay.
How are you feeling? You must be over the moon.
I'm feeling amazing. I think I still need to pinch myself. I'm on cloud 9.
So, Amanda, tell me that moment when you received the phone call from the NRL. Who called you and what was said?
I had a phone call from Tani and she's beautiful. And I'd actually laid down to have a little bit of a sleep because everything was catching up on me a little bit.
Yeah.
So I'll just lay down for a little bit. And then the phone call came through and the poor lady, I cried on the phone and, I was just so overwhelmed. I couldn't believe it. So, and it was just 22 hours later after I had first posted.
Wow.
It was incredible.
Doesn't that, that really speaks volumes for the community that we live in that can rally behind someone and a cause that everyone can just tell is a great thing. Have you had a lot of messages of support and things coming through afterward? Is your phone overheating or what?
Absolutely. I had put it on charge twice yesterday afternoon and it just kept on going off. I ended up putting it on silent to go to bed to have a little bit of sleep. People have just been amazing. And not even everyone that I know. Beautiful messages from people that I don't know.
That's so kind.
So it really, really is. The community and the community spirit is just absolutely beautiful. I'm really, really blessed.
Yeah, we do live in a beautiful place. But I want to know, what is happening behind the scenes? Are they getting your hair and makeup done? Are they getting you a dress? Or do you have to, do all that sort of stuff? I'm curious.
So, typical girl, that was the first thing was, oh, my God, what am I going to wear?
Yeah.
So, I've organised that myself. A beautiful girl called Beck, who always does my makeup, she's actually coming down straight after work to do it for me. And then Leanne, my hairdresser, she lives down the road. She's like, rung me straight away. Righto, what time do I need to book it in? It's on the house.
Aww,
I'll do it for you.
That's awesome. Oh, how exciting.
So that side of things is organised. And then I booked a little stylist session with Kate at Katara on Monday. Just find something to wear because I have no idea and I basically live in trackies these days.
Me too, don't worry.
Amanda, I think your story has just touched everybody here and all across the Hunter. Tell me, what does it mean for you personally to be able to say that you've done this now?
Oh, my husband got home from work and he said to me, well, you've done it. You've got it. And he's listened to me say this since, you know, we've been together since I was 16, 21 years at the end of this month. And he just to see his face, and he's a quiet person.
Yeah.
So And you could see how proud he was. And for the my little one, he goes, Mum, you're famous, I think.
Oh, bless him.
To see the excitement that I can bring to them and to be able to even to just sit at the game with them. And, yeah, I can't actually wait to just walk off after that moment and see their faces.
Amanda, thank you for sharing your story. Thank you for being so open and honest. And, man, standing O for you. Great
Absolutely.
Job.
Absolutely. I feel like all of Newcastle has been on the journey with you. And it's
Absolutely. It's just
such a thrill to see. It's like, you know, before whatever happens with the actual game, I feel like the team's won already.
Yeah,
thank you.
I can't wait to watch you, Amanda. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for the support. I really appreciate it.
Anytime.
On Wednesday.
Good luck. We'll be watching.
Yeah, we will
be. Don't worry about that.
Wow, man. The power of people, community. It's just, you know, electrifying stuff.
Yeah.
Hey?
It's you hear about these things happening, but you don't actually ever see it.
You read it
in the news and you're like, oh, that's great for that person. But to see that happened here, it's cool.
During this time as well, you know, we've been through so much as a country in the last 12, 18 months, and just positive stories like this really make it worth it. Hey?
Absolutely.
Well, guys, we have to talk about something that's sort of positive. So this UK surgeon...
You're going to bring us down, eh?
No, this UK surgeon found 27 lost contact lenses behind a woman's eye. So it's great in the fact that she's healed, but... Oh, my God.
How many? 27.
27 lost contact lenses behind her
eye. Is she okay? Like, what's wrong with her?
Well, she's alive.
Could she not feel that?
I don't know. But
that's a great question.
We're going to chat more about it in a sec.
Okay, 7:15 and UFM. Good morning.
UFM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Hey, it's a miserable old morning out there this morning. Possible showers about this morning. Tops of 15 degrees on the coast. And, Jade, we're talking about this absolute fool of a woman who didn't know she had how many? 27
contact lenses
behind her eye.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Nuts. So this 67-year-old patient, she reportedly was unaware that she had lost the lenses and she was putting the discomfort and dryness down to getting old.
That's crazy, like, though.
I know.
Because I've heard of people that have contact lenses, and sometimes it goes, oh, it's sort of gone like to the side of your eye or a bit behind, and you have to get it back.
Yeah.
But that's like, you would think, a point of not panic, but like priority to get that one even out.
The thing is that she did have cataracts. So,
still doesn't make a difference.
The specialist trainee, basically had a look ahead of the woman's cataract surgery last November, and he found a bluish mass of 17 contacts, he said. And then on further inspection, she then came across a further 10 lenses during the visit. So that is a lot of contact lenses. Apparently they were monthly disposables and like she didn't often get her eyes checked regularly, they're saying. So for the past 35 years, she just used to forget them every now and again.
Wouldn't they get like a bit thick and start to push the eye out like in Ren and Stimpy?
Well, I guess they're just, but they're like little suction caps. They just sort of... Like,
yeah, I know that, but when you got 27 of them, that starts to build up.
No, but it goes behind the eye, so they moved behind the eye.
Yeah, but it's not like a cavernous gap behind there. It's a tight, like the eye is like a tight fitting ball that sits in like a socket. It's not like a big old cave back there that you can just dump a bunch of rubbish in and not notice.
I just...
So how long in total?
Well, 35 years. So
wow.
She's been using monthly contacts for that long. And then over that time period, that is almost one a year.
I think you've summed it up perfectly there,
silly
Maddie.
Woman. No dementia. She's got no sort of memory loss problems. She's just a fool.
I could not
take it out. They don't dissolve in your eye, woman.
I know. I couldn't live my life with dry eye. I don't think there's anything worse.
I forget that.
Or 27 contact lenses behind your eye, either.
Forget the dryness. Get rid of the lumpy old contact lenses.
Your dad wears monthly contacts.
He just wears one.
Yeah.
But he said
he takes it out.
That's the thing. Like he said.
Surely he's gotten to a point where he's almost forgotten.
No, Wait, so what he says is sometimes he does feel it, like, moving towards the back of the eye, but he's, like, straight on that and deals with it. He's not like, I'll just get another one.
Jake, remember remember a couple of years ago when you were debating whether or not you wanted to, like, go with the glasses look or, like...
contacts.
Or have contacts.
Yeah.
And you did try the contacts and you were like, no, I feel like they're invading my eyes. My eyes.
That is true. I was like that.
Imagine that feeling, 27, crazy. I've never tried one. So.
I'd rather them, you know what? I'd rather them have a fake eye put in there. I couldn't deal with it.
I wouldn't. I'd rather save.
No, I want one of those ones out of Harry Potter that Professor Moody has, and it just like rolls around and he can see like 360.
Well, that doesn't exist.
Well, it could. One day.
I'd rather have a mythical thing from a Harry Potter film. You mean like magic?
7:26 at New FM. Good morning.
New FM. 105.3 UFM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
So, guys, I've been on a mission to trade as many items as I can through our show, right? So I've gone through a number already. I started off with an induction cooker that I initially didn't want. I only used once, and that got traded for a glass front toaster. Now, that glass front toaster, we went out to Lemon Tree Passage and swapped it for this Hairology hairbrush, which is very fancy. It keeps your hair vibrant, radiant and long-lasting between treatments, so you have a great hair day every day.
Okay, now, obviously yesterday you didn't really get any decent
takers,
trades.
Yeah.
No.
I have an idea of how to maybe, like, get more people interested. Take it out of the box for me.
Okay.
All right, pull it out.
Yep.
It's a beautiful-looking thing.
It is amazing, actually.
I want you to turn it on.
Yep,
and I want you to brush Jade's hair.
No, you can't use it.
Then
then you can say it's brushed a celebrity's hair.
No, just take a picture of it and put it on Facebook.
That's what we're going to do, all right? But I've also...
Someone doesn't want to use my hair.
It's already been used, I think.
No, it hasn't.
It looks brand new.
It's brand new in the box. It hasn't been used. I'm telling you.
Dud trade, man. It's a dud trade.
You say that, but I've been contacted by someone, and I think up next we're going to have a new item in the trading game.
Okay.
We'll do it after Pearl Jam, Daughter, a new FM for your Feel Good Friday, 7:33. Good morning. You're in the home of Newcastle's best music. This is 105.3 New FM Pearl Jam with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. And it's time for part four of Crevo's Trade-Off.
I need some money.
Of course, Newcastle's most famous Facebook marketplace seller.
You built that up like crazy.
It was a mad Facebook marketplace. She knew every item you had.
It's a side hustle.
She said you're a little bit overpriced, to be honest. Mm-hmm. The reviews are in.
Hey, look, we've been doing this trade for all of this week, really, and I think we're going to work on a bit of a mission for it next week. So this is an ongoing thing, right? But we did get the Hairology hairbrush yesterday.
Yes.
And it's... I had some offers come in overnight. Now, yesterday we had Katie on the show.
Yeah.
Who was saying she had a signed Vanessa Amorosi CD.
Absolutely everybody. So, like, first single, vintage.
And it had the Latin version on there as well?
Yes, but isn't really Latin.
we had to listen to it. It didn't sound Latin at all.
Yeah, it really had a lot going for it.
Well, look, memorabilia is a hot area to trade in, I believe. But I felt like it wasn't quite enough. So after the show yesterday, Katie got in touch to re-up the offer, increase the offer, and I'm willing to listen.
Okay.
Hey, Katie.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hey.
So tell us, what else do you have to make this more appealing?
So after the show, I was speaking to my friend, and she said that her ex-boyfriend gave her this amazing teeth whitening kit. And she's like, I absolutely don't want it. He wants to change who I am. We've broken up, all this sort of thing. But it is really amazing, this teeth whitening kit.
Okay, a couple of questions. Now, varying prices with teeth whitening kits. You can get like $15 Colgate situations, or you can get like the $60, where you make a mold of your teeth and you put the gel in and blah, blah, blah. Which one is it?
oh, no, it's like the legit amazing one. It's got like this blue light thing that comes in it. Yeah,
I have one of those. They do work.
So it sounds quite fancy. Jade, when you got yours, keeping in mind you're the ultimate bargain hunter.
I am.
Do you remember roughly what you paid for it?
I think I paid $29.99 from Aldi.
Okay. Do you think
definitely not the Aldi version?
Okay, so it's a bit fancier, is what you're saying.
Do we have a brand?
I'm not sure what
this is an issue, Katie, because I don't think you really have the item yet.
Oh no, I've got it. Hang on, I'll just run out.
Oh, you've
I think you need to tell us exactly what it is. Look, if you think that you've got something better you'd like to trade with Creevo, 13 to 09, we are still taking offers live on the air this morning.
Absolutely. But I will, like, I think this is getting more in the ballpark, because if you say, like, a signed Vanessa Amorosi CD on the CD and the booklet and it's the Latin version, that's got to be worth, say, $20 to $30, right?
I think...
Yeah, but you're in denial. No one cares about Vanessa Amorosi anymore.
I don't know. I think there's always a market for memorabilia.
I'm at the stage, man. I honestly think you just need to get rid of the brush.
Okay.
I think the brush is poison
it's
to your
damaging.
Future trading.
Mm, all right.
You can't have it.
All right. So I think I'm coming to the decision. We're going to do the trade and we're going to have the teeth whitening kit then and the piece of very, very valuable memorabilia. Vanessa Amorosi.
Who owns a CD player here now?
Well,
any of us? No, I don't.
No, it's about the signature, Maddie. That's where the real value is. That's what you got to remember, right?
Man, you should hang it up on the walls here at New FM. We've got lots of signed memorabilia.
Well, thanks, Katie. You've got the deal.
Your deal's been done. Congratulations. Bring that in. And then I think next week we'll see if we can trade up this
Jade,
lightning kit.
You can't rush the process, doll. Yeah, just have to roll with it, you know?
I'm rolling with it.
We've got another call. All right, let's do this.
Let's see who this person is. New FM, good morning.
Hello. Hey, the brush. Tell him not to panic. I'll tell you what I'll do. I have an iBright virtual reality 3D headset. Now, I reckon Maddie would like it. Now, what goes on is you put your mobile phone into it and it turns into like a video reality 3D. Wait.
So this is Michelle who traded the brush.
You want the brush
so you
back.
Want your brush back.
No, I don't want the brush back, but I reckon that Maddie should take the brush because I reckon Maddie...
I'm already on another planet, though, Michelle. You know, I don't know if the 3D virtual reality is going to help me.
Yeah, no. It's like, you know how you play your games, video games on your phone or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, what happens is your phone sits inside this, right, and you put the goggles on and it turns it into your video reality 3D phone, like it's... Yeah.
Michelle, I think the signed CD may be a better trade.
Also, it seems like you're offering it for nothing. Is that what's happening?
No, I gave you the argan oil for nothing, sweetheart.
Oh, hang on, you want the brush
and the
back.
Coffee.
So I'm confused. What do you want?
So Jade, basically what happened...
No, I get... I'm just trying to say what do you want for the... the goggles, Michelle?
The goggles. Well, I'll just take the hairbrush back, Creevo.
Okay, we've got Vanessa Amorosi CD.
Minus the argus oil.
Okay, so I can choose between the CD and the teeth whitening kit or the goggles, the virtual reality goggles. I think I'm going to go with the teeth whitening kit. I think there's a better chance of trading my way out of this situation with that.
Deal?
Yeah, deal.
Virtual
done.
Airwave shake of the hands?
Yes, deal.
Okay,
deal.
Done. Boom. Katie, bring him in. Woo!
Bring him in. You've got yourself a deal. The Hairology hairbrush is all yours. Of course, if you bring in the other items.
Yes. Do you want me to leave now?
No, it's okay.
Whatever you can today would be great. Sure.
Thank you, Katie.
All right, excellent.
There we go. Oh, it continues next. Our birthday lotto is up, worth $7.75 today.
Yeah, if you're born in the month of...
September.
13-10-09, be the first through now to play.
105.3 New FM.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Creevo. This is The Novos.
Tom Grennan, a little bit of love on 105.3 New FM. Hey, Sophie Monk joining us after 8 o'clock this morning. Right now, the birthday lotto worth $775.
The Novos birthday lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
So if you were born in what
September.
Month was it? September. You had to be the first through on 13-10-09 to spin our birthday balls. $775 up for grabs. We did get a call from Makita.
Martika. Hey, Martika, how are you?
Good, thank you.
You must get that a lot. What's the most common mispronunciation of your name?
Cake.
Cake? That sounds nothing like Martika.
Hey, well, I think we've got it right now anyway.
Yeah, let's do this. $775, what are you spending the cash on?
My daughter and unborn child.
Oh, how far along are you?
I've got 4 months to go.
Oh, has it been an easy pregnancy?
Yeah.
That's good.
You sound tired. You're like, just give me the money, right? All right, let's have a crack
all
at
right.
this.
All right, I've spun the 7th of September.
No.
Sorry.
Damn it. Sorry, Dale. Back before 9 o'clock this morning, $775. Enjoy your weekend, Matika. Guys, like I said, Sophie Monk is joining us very soon. She's hosting Beauty in the Geek.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, of course, this is coming out soon. I think it starts in the next week or so. And it's a very heartfelt show, isn't it?
It's almost like, was it Queer Eye for Straight Guy, in a way, element to the show? Because they do the makeovers of the geeks and the awkwardness. I know you love that.
Yeah, absolutely. You see these guys, you know, get the confidence together and, yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah, good stuff. Hey, news time with Maddie up next right now. Though Shepherd, Let Me Down Easy at New FM. Good morning.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning. I could be
the one. New FM. The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
All right, so up next, guys, if you'd like your chance to win $200 worth of seafood, all thanks to Dawson's Oyster Supplies, grab your fresh seafood and oysters now. Open 7 days a week. They're located at 67 King Street, Warners Bay. Amazing seafood out there,
some of the best seafood in the Hunter, I've heard. This is great. Would I lie to you next? We need one caller on 131009. Tell us how this works.
All right, so basically, we're going to be pitting Jade against Maddie today. One of them has a real object with them. So, for example, it could be like a packet of chips or a cowboy hat or something. The other person does not have an object but is claiming to have one, right? Only one person has the real object. If you can figure out who has the real object, you win the prize. It's
easy,
that simple.
Peasy.
And if you don't get it, it jackpots into next week, then it'll be worth $300. $200 worth of seafood is lux.
Absolutely. You're getting the good stuff with that, right? Yeah,
absolutely. I will do it after Stardust. Music sounds better with you. If you feel good Friday at New FM, it's 8:05, tops of 13 in Maitland today. Morning. Yeah, Feel Good Friday all day here at New FM. Stardust. Music sounds better with you. It's time to play Would I Lie to You right now.
Gets halfway around the world before the truth has a chance to get its pants on.
And welcome to Would I Lie to You.
Yeah, that's right. Very simple game. This time pitting Maddie up against Jade. One of them has a real object in the studio with them now. The other one is just pretending. It's your job to figure out who has the real object. You get it right, you win $200 worth of seafood, all thanks to Dawson's Oyster Supply. Grab your fresh seafood and oysters now, open 7 days a week. They're located at 67 King Street, Warners Bay.
Okay, let's meet our contestant today. Hey, Jules, how are you?
Good morning, I'm wonderful, thank
you. Excellent. How is Aberdare? Raining?
Aberdare's cool, but quite nice.
Nice one.
Excellent, excellent.
Now, just jumping in here for a sec, Jules. So, you told me on the phone that you actually didn't know how to play the game, but you just heard seafood and you're just on the phone straight away.
Oh, without a doubt.
So, what?
Without a doubt. Ursula.
How much seafood do you eat in a week?
Not very much, because the rest of the family don't eat it. So, I only really have it when I go out.
$200 is a lot of seafood.
Bring it on.
You're going to be living large, surrounded by prawns and squid. Fantastic.
You could lay them all out on the bed and roll around in them.
Absolutely. Very easy game. So, look, Jade has an item. I have an item. And it's your job to figure out which one is telling the truth. Now, one of us doesn't have an item, actually, and one does.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so are you ready to go? We'll start with, let's start with Maddie. You go first. Describe what you've got.
What I have in my hand right now, Jules, is a like a throw cushion that you'd put on your couch or bed with Nicolas Cage's face on the front of it. Now, on the back is, I don't know if you've been to Spotlight and seen those cushions where they have like the reversible sequins on the back.
Yes.
Yep, yep. So I've got that in my hand right now.
Okay.
Can you run your fingers across the sequins for me?
I can run my fingers across the sequins for me. Let me turn the music down for you.
Okay.
You ready? I love this sound. It's so good.
Okay. Okay, okay.
Oh, I love how they go back and forth, and they change colours as well.
They do. That sounds a little bit rough for my liking, but yes, okay.
Oh, like, listen to the beautiful, it's beautiful, soft pillow. Very bouncy.
Okay,
it's not,
yes.
I don't think it'd be too comfortable to sleep on. It is a little bit firm, but the outside fabric is beautiful and soft.
Yes, yes, and I love Nicolas Cage.
Do you really? Do you like his movies?
Like he's really not a sexy man like The Rock, but I still really like
him. You like some muscle.
He's got a nice voice.
Oh, I just really like him. I think he's a great actor.
Okay.
But I like seafood more. So
you've heard Maddie out. Now it's time for Jade to make her pitch.
So I'm holding a Christmas bauble. It's bright red like Santa's suit. It's missing the string on top, though, which is really, really annoying because you have to tie them yourself and... like, they always come undone for some
Jules,
reason.
What she's actually holding is, like, the plastic container from, like a, some plastic, like, some food something.
No, it's,
can you bounce it on the table for me?
Sure.
Oh, that does sound like a bouncy ball.
It's a Christmas ball.
Do you think that she'd be throwing around a Christmas bauble with such force, Jules?
It's the size of a mandarin, a nice juicy one.
It's a piece of rubbish, Jade. You're going to throw it out as soon as it's over. Yeah, it's plastic.
Okay,
it's
well, Christmas. If it's broken, she probably would throw it out as soon as it's over.
Hey, Jules.
Yes.
I know, and I just don't know if that sounded like sequins, and I really feel you're a bit of a fibber today.
Yeah, he is.
Okay, well, I think it's, do you want to ask any more questions or do you want to get straight onto the decision?
No, I think he's a fibber today.
Okay, so you're saying that Maddie is telling a lie and Jade is telling the truth.
Oh, please, Jade, don't lie to one of your sisters.
I would never. I've got the Christmas ball.
Congratulations.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah.
Oh, call me Ursula. Call me Ursula. Call me Ursula.
You're rich in seafood. Congratulations.
Oh, good on you.
Oh, God, I love you guys. Thank you so much. Aww. Have a great weekend.
That's okay. You have a good weekend, too.
You know what? That was actually, I've got, like, these creases in my jeans, Jules.
Running your finger over. It's all thanks to Dawson's Oyster Supplies. Grab your fresh seafood and oysters now. Open 7 days a week. They're located at 67 King Street, Warners Bay.
Excellent. Now, of course, the Golden Hammer is coming up very soon, which means Newcastle's hottest tradie entries close today at 5 p.m. Now, what we're doing here is sending Jade and Uma the intern out on the streets to the job sites of Newcastle to select one more person at random that will go straight through to the finals, competing for the $500 prize at the Kent.
Okay, so we're going to go to a site and just pick someone at random.
That's exactly right. Okay. So they'll head off soon. Up next, though, Sophie Monk joins us live right now. Guys, very exciting stuff. They're calling it the Feel Good Show of the Year. Beauty and the Geek is back. It's happening Sunday, July 11, 7 o'clock on Channel 9. The host of this show this year, very exciting, is Sophie Monk.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Hello, Sophie. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
All good. I am so excited to see you host this show. How's it been? Are you loving it?
I am obsessed with the show. Like, I've started watching it. I'm up till episode, I think, 4 at the moment, and it's just addictive.
So do you not know what happens when they, like, because you're the host, so how come you're watching it at the same time? Wouldn't you already know what happens?
No, I'm obsessed with it. Of course I know what happens. So I just watch it again and again and again. Like, so entertaining.
Okay.
Yeah. A whole new network, of course. What's different about it this time on Channel 9?
I think you've still got the makeovers and all those things, but It's more just, you know, it's not focused on romance. If that happens, great. Yeah. But if they end up good friends, that's awesome. Like, it's just bringing the best out of people. And these, you know, a lot of these geeks haven't even had their first kiss.
No.
You know, and so you're just watching all of that on screen. Your heart just melts. You like, know, it's the best.
You know what? If I think about it, I remember my first kiss and it was a bit all over the place. But as an experienced woman now, it'd be interesting kissing a virgin kisser just to see.
What?
Well, I'd like the challenge, like, because it'd be interesting to know if your first kiss is always sloppy, no matter what age you are, or if it's
awkward. What she's asking you, Sophie, did you see any dribble coming out of one of their mouths when they kissed? So obviously you have seen them all. Now tell me, were you surprised by any of the transformations at the end and going, oh man, like he's actually quite cute?
Bangable.
Oh yes, definitely. Because I mean, being a geek doesn't mean you're ugly.
That's true.
It just means you don't care about those kind of things. A lot of them end up, they look great.
Now, are you somebody that is into an intellectual man? Is that something that you find attractive?
Yeah, because I've got no knowledge. So, like, with my partner, he is so smart. And I'm so lazy, I don't even Google it. I just ask him the question, he's got the answer. It's so handy. Oh, like, learning off someone's the best.
Congratulations on your engagement, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I'm really excited for you.
Oh, thanks.
You know what, Sophie, I've got to ask you, this is a little bit unrelated and more of a personal question. Bardo, can't we have just like a little something?
You know what, I still listen to the albums. They're great. But getting us together is tricky. And also, there's no one really asking for it. Like, you've got to have something to do for a reunion.
Maddie's asking for it.
There you go.
Yeah, are you going to fund it for us, Maddie? You know what I mean? It's just not there.
Hey, there's a lot of money in regional radio, I'll have you know.
Everybody wants it.
I didn't mean it like that. I just meant it.
No, you know what? Because it's really sad because I've read articles where people are calling you the Victoria Beckham of Bardo because...
I'm not, though. I didn't even leave first. There was another girl, Katie, did first. And then... you know, we were left with how many four, and then it was just time to move on, you know, for all of us.
Thank you so much for joining us, Sophie. We do appreciate it.
Yeah. I really love you in a non-creepy way. If you want me to marry you, I've actually just become a celebrant. So
have you?
Yeah. I literally just finished my course the other day. So if you are looking for a celebrant, I'd be on it.
Yeah. Oh, that's really sweet.
Sophie, big star like you, I'm going to tell you what the name of her business is. Now, tell me if this would appeal to you, a celebrity looking for a celebrant. Forever in a Day by Jade.
Forever in a Day by... Oh, that's gorgeous.
Thank you.
I like that.
Because, Sophie, I've been collecting marriage magazines, like bridal magazines, since I was 17. And I finally got married in 2018, but I...
in a castle in Malta.
I love weddings. Wow. Like, it's just been a long time getting to this point. So, anyway, you know my business.
You should do wedding planning then.
Yeah, I did event management as well, so I can do everything if you want.
I know you probably got some big plans and stuff, but Jade will sort you out. And I think you even give a discount, even like for people who are
because
you're starting out.
I won't overcharge
three or 4% off. Would you do?
Oh, creepy.
Sophie, thank you. You're a lot of fun. Beauty and the Geek is back, Channel 9, Sunday, July 11, 7 o'clock. Thanks, Sophie.
But I am serious.
Thank you, guys. Good luck with your venture.
Thank you.
See you.
Bye.
Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
The Novos. This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
Hey, 105 commercial freeze coming up after 9 o'clock with Jackson Bacrevo. Of course, Uma the intern and Jade on the road right now, en route to a random job site to pick a hot tradie.
That's right. So, of course, with a lot of game shows and stuff, they have like this key thing that you can use to get straight to the finals, fast-tracked, if you will. And we've got our own version of this.
Which
is the Golden Hammer. If you hold that golden hammer in your hand, you go straight to the finals. No messing around with selection criteria. You're straight in. One in five chance at the $500 Kent voucher.
I've been totally blown away by the amount of people who have entered this thing, both guys and girls. Of course, the finalists are in the process of getting chosen, and from next week, we are going to start meeting the finalists. We're going to have five guys and five chicks competing for a $500 Kent prize when the big finale is held, which we can't wait.
Yeah, that's right. So there'll be a prize for the guys and the girls. Mm. It's going to be an amazing competition, bigger and better than ever. But up next, the Golden Hammer is happening. You can feel the wrath of the big Golden Hammer.
Lots of people put in for this. So absolutely. You might be, like if you applied to have Jade and Uma come out to the worksite today, look around. They could be there any minute. We'll do it after Bon Jovi, You Give Love, Bad Name. At New FM, good morning. It's Feel Good Friday, a New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. And I'm so excited, Crevo. It's time to release the Golden Hammer.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Swing that hammer again.
Newcastle's hottest tradie 2021.
Yeah, it's the last day to get your entries in. They close at 5 p.m. today. This competition has been going off. We will be meeting our first finalists from Monday here on the show, competing for a $500 prize each at the Kent, which is fantastic. Now, this Golden Hammer, very simple, right? Mm. We are sending Uma the intern and Jade out into the suburbs of Newcastle with a very special opportunity. They are at a random job site right now. They will pick a tradie on site at random who will receive the Golden Hammer and go straight into the top five.
This is the ultimate shortcut. You know, tradies are always looking for the easy way to do jobs. This is the perfect opportunity. You go straight to the finals. You're a one in five chance.
We are live streaming now at the New FM Facebook page if you want to check that out. Let's cross, though, right now to Uma the intern and Jade. They are at Raymond Terrace this morning. Hey, guys.
Hey!
Hello.
Tell us, okay, so you're at Raymond Terrace. It is a bit miserable today. Not a lot of tradies working, I'm guessing, but these ones are, yeah?
Yes, there's definitely one loitering around the front that we're going to go and say hi to.
Okay, now describe your surroundings right now. So you're at a house, yeah?
Yeah, we're at a house. It seems to be under construction. I think they must be listening because they all seem to be blooming out of the house.
Oh, they're all coming out like ants exiting, you know, the little ant hole where they all pour out when it rains or something. Is that what the situation is?
Yeah.
All right. Well, awesome. Let's go and make some selections. Uma and Jade, as I said, streaming on Facebook right now. Jade, are there many hot guys there that you can see?
Okay, so I've definitely seen probably two. There's one guy here. He looks like a rugged sea-weathered man. Like he's just got off a ship and he has a sexy beard and he's got a bit of a tan, which looks good in this outdoor light because it's overcast here, so it's perfect lighting.
Have you and Uma discussed on the way, do you guys have some sort of consensus between you two of what type of guy you're looking for?
Well, we both sort of like the same aesthetic, so I think we'll know just with a look at each other who's the keeper.
Okay, yeah,
I think we may have already chosen him. Yeah, I think so.
All right, so you've already chosen at a distance, potentially. Remember, once you hand over that golden hammer to that tradie, that's it. There's no takesy-backsies, all right?
Okay.
Exit the New FM work van and head over. So they're getting out of the car. You can watch this on Facebook Live right now, and they're heading over to the job site. You can see, you know, they've got that sort of construction panel fencing out the front.
We're going to have to walk through the mud to get there.
That's all right.
We'll do anything.
Jade's wearing her UGG boots today, by the way.
We can actually smell the, they're working on power saws. Yeah, ooh, and they're all looking at us.
Okay, you're heading through.
There's no welcome.
Yell out, hey, boys.
Hey, boys.
Hey, boys.
All right, walking through, it's quite a muddy area.
It's a flurry of high vis on the vision here. It's amazing.
We're apparently briefed. We're being told.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Oh, God. They all do have the good high viz on and the short
yes,
shorts.
Yes, they do. Well, should we go for it? Can we walk around?
Go for a walk. Okay. It's a bit muddy. But
tell the boys why you're there.
Okay. So who actually really wants to be a part of it?
Darling.
You seem like you're posing a lot. You're definitely posing. You've got a cute grin.
Yeah. I love how he's really posing.
Yeah.
Ooh.
All right. Okay, let's go around the back.
That's probably Shano talking about the radio. The rugged weatherman or
Seaman.
Yeah, we need to meet him.
Shano. I can see
did
some.
Did you just say
ScoMo? No, Shano. You can see a lot of tool belts on this worksite.
Look at the utes around this place. Yeah. Lots of brand new houses. Oh, look at that golden
hammer.
Oh,
he's hiding, so we're going to go and. Oh,
you're going through literally into this house under construction. It's all framework and stuff.
If you're just tuning in, Jade and Uma the intern.
I feel like I'm at Zone Empire.
Are about to hand a tradie the golden hammer, which will fast track them to the final of the competition.
I feel like I'm at Zone
Empire. Okay.
Yeah, look at those bats. Wow, this is a real work site. All right, have you chosen a winner?
It's time to pick one, girls.
Okay. Oh, not you. Okay.
All right.
I reckon, should we go with Reese or let's go with the cutie that was posing.
All right. The posing cutie. Now go find him, get him on the phone, and let's have a chat to him, all right?
All right.
Let's go. So you're heading back out of the house now, back around the front, heading all up right. towards the posing cutie we've
you're
nicknamed him.
You're the posing
him.
Cutie.
Not me.
No, we're giving you the golden. We want you to win it.
I don't want it.
You've got to take it.
You've got to.
Oh, he's...
You don't want $500 at the Kent.
$500.
Bucks at the Kent.
What do you need to do?
Just take this.
And wear a tool belt.
And show us how it works.
No, I'm not doing that.
There's a bit of a
bit short.
He's taking it. He's taking the
he's
hammer.
He's taking it.
He's What's holding your name? The hammer.
Jared.
Jared, and how do you feel?
Don't know.
Can you can
excited?
You
excited? Are you single, Jared, or okay? So you're not single. And what's your profession?
You what?
Well, are you a chippy?
Yeah, a chippy.
Okay, cool. So you know how to use a hammer.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. All right. Okay. I think he's in a bit of disbelief, guys.
Hey, Jared.
So you'll have to come to the competition.
Jared, you're live on...
Will your girlfriend come and watch you?
I'm not coming to a competition.
Hey, guys. Guys, put Jared on.
Put Jared on the phone.
Sorry?
Hey, Jared. You're live on the air, man. Are you declining the opportunity to be a part of Newcastle's hottest tradie? Two beautiful girls have chosen you out of all the tradies at work today. Are you going to say no to these beautiful women?
I know. Where do I need to go?
Oh, you just accept it, man.
You just need to come along to the camp on a night when we're doing the big pageant, all right?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Awesome. Jared's in. Hooray! How good was that?
Wow.
The golden hammer. Look, he was a bit shy and a bit timid, but some people would say that's an attractive quality, right? Humble.
Wow. He's going to get so much shit on the site today.
The poser. Jared the poser.
You can still enter now, newfm.com today. You've got until 5 p.m. today, and our birthday lotto is up next, guys.
That it is.
Which month are we looking for?
We're looking for April. If you're born in April 13/10/09, your chance at $775. Well done, girls, and congratulations to Jared. You're into the finals, my man.
All right, we'll do it next in UFM. Good morning.
Across Newcastle.
Feel Good Friday in UFM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo, 8:54. Let's give away some cash right now. $775 up for grabs with Birthday Lotto.
The Novo's Birthday Lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
Yeah, that's right. Your chance at $775, which is a decent chunk of coin. Time to meet our competitor. Her name is Michelle. She's from Argentina and has been doing some housework today. You've been trying to get on for a while, though, Michelle. Is that right?
Yeah, for the last 5 months.
Oh. 5 months. Jeez. Well, it's your lucky day. This has got to mean something. It's Friday as well.
I'm just happy I got through anyway.
Yeah. Hey, it's great to chat to you and thanks for hanging out with us and playing Birthday Lotto. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, let's get into this. Spinning these balls, I really hope you win because you've been trying for so long.
Do you need the cash, Michelle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bills.
Yep, yep. Here we go. For $775 on a Friday morning, Michelle, who's been trying for 5 months.
Were you born on the 23rd?
No, the 12th.
Oh, dang it.
That's all.
Hey, Michelle, we're going to... We're going to hook you up with some new FM wine direct from our cellars, okay? Just for trying.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks,
hang on the line there. Don't hang up.
Oh, wow. There you go. Wow, what a day. Don't forget, Newcastle's hottest tradie. The entries are still open until 5 o'clock this afternoon, guys. 105 commercial free is up next with Jackson. Have a great day. We'll see you Monday. Bye.
See ya.